To visit the rest of the Seton tour sites, you will need a car or public transportation. Church of St. Andrew Episcopal, 40 Old Mill Road, Richmond Town, Staten Island.
The quarantine station that my father opened in 1799 on the north shore of Staten Island was built on 30 acres that belonged to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, farther south on Old Mill Road in Richmond Town. My grandfather served that church as rector for 30 years. Though St. Andrew's is too distant for us to visit on this tour, I encourage you to stop there at another time.
Elizabeth Seton's roots in Staten Island run deep. Her grandfather, the Reverend Richard Charlton, who had emigrated from Ireland, was the rector of the Episcopal Church of St. Andrew from 1747 to 1777. The Charltons' eldest daughter, Catherine, married Dr. Richard Bailey, then a young medical student, in 1769. Elizabeth Ann Bailey was the couple's second daughter. In 1777, when Elizabeth was not yet 3 years old, her mother died in childbirth, and her grandfather Charlton also died. The Episcopal Church of St. Andrew was founded in 1708 on the gently sloping land of the small English colonial settlement called Richmond Town, on the bank of the Freshkills Creek.
I cannot think of St. Andrew's without recalling the summer of 1801. My children and I were with my father at the quarantine station. He was working long hours tending to the sick immigrants. And finally, alas, he caught the yellow fever from them. I nursed him for several days before he expired. Because people feared catching the disease, his body could not be carried overland to St. Andrew's. But then, as if the mercy of my Heavenly Father directed it, we thought of taking him in his barge to Richmond, which could go within half a mile of the churchyard, where he was at last laid. Besides my mother and father, my sister, Mary Bailey Post, and her husband, Dr. Wright Post, are also buried there, in the Bailey family plot, close to the south wall of the church.
A considerable portion of the original structure remains, though the church was twice almost completely destroyed by fire. Used also as a hospital, St. Andrew's was twice damaged in the Revolution. It was alternately a target and a fort for both the British and American troops. British officers used it as a meeting place, relinquishing it on Sundays for church services.